Jose Garcia leading things off. 7-8-9 for the Cardinals here in the seventh. It'll be Garcia, Tardamella, and then the pitcher spot as Garcia sends a high drive. Deep left center field. Back goes Dickerson to the track. It's gone. Tie game in the seventh on a solo shot by Jose Garcia, his third of the year.
He knew it as soon as he hit it, too. He stood there and watched it there for a second. Jose Garcia has scored all three Cardinal runs tonight. Talk about production from your seven spot.
7-8-9 has been dominant tonight for the Cardinals. Here's Tardamella. He takes a strike right down the middle, 0-1. Tardamella, 2-for-2. Pitcher spot due up next. The nine spot in the order is 1-for-2 with Vance Albert's RBI double. Tardamella takes another strike. Good breaking ball. It's 0-2.
Alan Amati grabs a bat. Looks like he'll pinch hit. The pitcher's spot.
0-2 on the Cardinal. Catcher bends outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Tardamella, one of the hottest hitters in this lineup. 7 for his last 14 across his last five games. The 1-2. Breaking ball, a hammered foul up the third baseline. Mike Schilt kicks his back foot and gets out of the way. Still one ball and two strikes. Tardamella's batting average now up to 186. Started the night at 167. Slowly but surely making his way up to 200. He takes a fastball outside, in at 91 on the gun, and it's 2-2 from Sexton.
Before this little stretch, Tardamella was at 125.
2-2. Swing and a foul. Back to the screen. He stays alive.
So he's come a long way.
And it all started by getting hit in the left cheek with a fastball.
Oh, it was ugly. It was really ugly. That's why they've been calling him Wolverine for the last week. He came back, only missed 4 days.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. And Tardamella strikes out. Four strikeouts tonight for Sexton. Good slider down in the zone, and Tardamella swinging over the top. One away, and now it is Alan Amati pinch hitting. Amati, the Fresno, California native, an 11th round pick in 09. 5'11", 200 pounds. This year at High A Palm Beach, hit 285 in 62 games. One home run, 30 driven in. And he takes a strike on the outside edge, 0-1. Second pinch hitter of the night, Vance Albitz came through in the clutch in the fifth with an RBI double. Here's a curveball that floats in for a strike, 0-2. 69 on the gun, slow break there from the right-hander Sexton. 0-2 the count. Fastball down and out, one ball, two strikes. Amati 1-for-3 with the Springfield Cardinals this year. The pitch, chopped foul near the Tulsa dugout on the third base side. And we'll do it again.
He drove in the first run of the game yesterday for Springfield with an RBI double. Down in the count, 0-2.
1-2 pitch from Sexton. Amati takes strike three. Breaking ball right down the middle. So after surrendering that leadoff homer to Jose Garcia to tie the game, Sexton has come back with back-to-back strikeouts. And now it's the top of the order in Colton Wong. Colton having a tough day at the plate so far, 0-for-3. Ground out to first, a ground out to the pitcher in a strikeout. The wind and the pitch. Down and in with the breaking ball, it's 1-0. Wong entering play tonight had a six-game hitting streak going, hitting nearly 360 in that stretch. 1-0 is line foul off on the left side. Out near the basketball court. Down in the kid zone. One ball, one strike. He had gone through such a poor month of July at the plate. 1-1 is outside. Two balls and a strike. Got to August saying this is a new month. Ready to go. And he's hitting 308 so far here in the month of August. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at a fastball in. It's 2-2. 3-3 game here in the bottom of the seventh between the Cardinals and the Drillers. Solo shot by Jose Garcia has tied this one up. 2-2. Floater and a swing and a miss. Wong strikes out to end the inning. So the Cardinals get the leadoff solo shot by Jose Garcia. And then three straight strikeouts from the right-hander Tim Sexton. We're off to the eighth. It's the Cardinals 3 and the Drillers 3.